I'm fine if we can actually set up a meeting with whoever at KPFK to go over it. But I also would suggest that my understanding is we're going to have a new GM like in 2.5 weeks. So it's, you know, I'd be happy to go over with the IGM and whoever else is claiming to have an interest in this budget. But it's not really fair to the new GM to formalize it without his input, his or her input.
Yes.
But why? Why is that? This is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
I mean, theoretically, this budget should have been done by September 30th.
Thank you.
So the new GM wouldn't have been around at that time either. So why should? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean. You know, why
good
is
question.
That?
Because I think that the budget is being set not necessarily in the interest of the new GM, but of the old GM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And summer to the back end of that stack again, please.
I mean, let me put it another way. What the new GM might want is not what the current IGM wants. I mean, if I were the new GM, I wouldn't want this budget.
Yeah. But I know at our station we just got a new GM, too, and he's going to have to live with the budget that we designed. But I realize the situation is a little different. But, if you don't mind, I'm wondering if Alberta's suggestion might not be make the most sense, and that just would be to pass the KPFK budget up to the PNB without our approval.
No,
you know, and accepting the fact that it's just not a right.
Another possibility. Hold on, Arpal, I'll let you speak. Let me just make that this statement. Another possibility is that we go ahead and send the K budget on to the next National Finance Committee for continuing their actions on this. Now, let me put it this way. Let me point out, Arpa, let me just point it out. Summer.
Yes,
Are you coming back?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. And I'd like to publicly acknowledge you, Alberto, for covering this for the last 6 weeks. I'm just crazy busy during December and January. But,
back?
No, I've already been reelected to the National Board. Thank you, guys.
Tracy, are you there?
She's probably on mute. Are you coming back, Alberto? Who's back with
us? No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Love
no.
you.
Alex,
thank you.
Alex, are you coming back?
I think Alex may be... This is LaVarn. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Alex may be on the Personnel Committee call.
Oh, is it going on at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody stole our time again, huh? No.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Dave. That's what I was saying when I was...
Thank you.
Well, I am believing that probably Alex might come back. I think Tracy might be able to come back.
So some of us would have some memory to come back on the subject with. That's good.
Alonso might be coming back. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's decided to stay on.
And the treasurers, of course.
Well, we're having our election tomorrow night.
Okay. Godspeed.
What was that? I couldn't copy.
The election tomorrow for treasurer is going on in WPFW. The office.
Well,
that's
for treasurer for the PNB.
Oh, for the PNB. Oh, okay. So you don't know who your representatives are yet. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So we'll find out whether Alonzo's coming back.
No.
Were we supposed to?
Doesn't we're talking about important stuff, Otis?
Well, we're trying to get a feel because again, people. Possibly. I'm not coming back. I'm running my lease. Probably Bill Crozier, and I'm not too sure who, but Bill might probably replace me on this committee, which is going to be, of some continuation as far as PNB participation is concerned. But most of you are going to be here. If people are feeling that we cannot really rush the K budget. And we really don't want to rush the K budget the way we are thinking about it. Let's say, you know what? We will pick up the K budget as soon as the new NFC convenes, and just throw our hands up and say, hey, we're doing the best we can with what we've got, and stalling is a tactic, and we've been stalled out of this term, and move on to the next National Finance Committee. And that's a possibility. What do you guys think about that? Yes, Arpal, next.
Okay. What I wanted to say was maybe it's more important to get it right than to get it timely.
There you go.
Right.
And, you know, we're looking at one of the larger stations. We're looking at a budget that has not gone through its LSB. Its LSB has not been able to see this thing. And there are difficulties with it of sorts. And
yes.
I think that the difficulties become much larger and much more difficult to deal with if we say, oh, no, we absolutely must have this in on Friday the, 14th. If it doesn't go in Friday the 14th, we vaporize. You know, what we can say is, well, look, PNB, this particular station hasn't gotten its stuff into us in a way that we can pass it on to you, so we're not going to pass it on to you. We're going to, you know, keep working on it. Now, if the PNB wants to overrule this committee and say, no, we're going to look at it ourselves, they can do that. We're a committee of the PNB. They can make their own decisions. One would hope they wouldn't do that. But I think that if we get it back again, we have another meeting or so down the line, with whatever the constitution of this committee is, that we will then have, I think, an easier time to start really dealing with this. And maybe the KPFK LSB will be able to get a look at it and get maybe some much more detailed eyes on the details. So, you know, I think it might really be best to simply report to the PNB that owing to, and, you know, we could certainly list a whole bunch of reasons why we haven't been able to do this yet, we're not sending a KPFK budget in. I mean, we've been asking for the KPFK budget for a long time. We've heard from members of this committee talking about how they can't get people to talk to them. People won't release information to them, and here we are with, you know, at this late date, people still saying, well, look, this is like $600,000 over, and there are questions. So I think we should just follow what Alberto said and just tell the PNB, this isn't ready for us, we're not passing it yet, we need to deal with it still. So that's my idea.
Can I get a resolution from you on this matter, Arpal? A short resolution to that effect? Did anybody else want to speak?
Well, this is Bruce. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, first of all, I agree with what Arpal just said, entirely. But my concern that what's left out here is that there ought to be consequences for the station not having its budget in some kind of form that it could be realistically reviewed by now. So just letting it drag on doesn't seem satisfactory to me. But I would agree that, yeah, if our committee, the one that's sitting right now, wants to send a message to the PNB stating that, you know, we were not able to complete the approval process for KPFK because a budget was not submitted to us that we could actually review properly, and then leave it up. You know, we can continue doing it, and if the PNB wants to act on its own, they can do that. And I got to remind everyone, and Alberto referred to it, this is what happened to the WPFW budget last year. That's the 2010 budget we had was not really our budget. It was never reviewed by our LSB. It was, you know, pretty much handed to us. And it wasn't a very realistic budget, but what we did is set to work on getting the 2011 budget done so that wouldn't happen again. I don't think we should allow ourselves to be just, you know, to just go on forever, you know, dragging our feet on this. I mean, This isn't September anymore. We're in January,
yeah.
And it's
okay. This is Kim. Can I? I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Are you done, Bruce?
Yeah, but I'd like that consideration, you know,
okay,
be part of what our Paul is suggesting. In other words, I don't think that we should accept this situation even though I understand the timeliness is not as important as getting it right, but there's got to be some point where you say, you know, a station just did not fulfill its obligation. And
okay.
Summer to the sack?
Wait a minute. It's first Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
I would love to have some kind of, what was the word you used, Darpal? Ramifications or consequences?
Consequences.
I would love to have some consequences, but I don't see, and I never have seen, how we could affect consequences on an IGM who didn't give a shit, you know, who didn't even want that job. So it was not, you know, there was nothing we could do. And I would be very happy to have him and whoever else he wants explain his budget right now to us. But I am more inclined to, number one, we have a new LSB. There are some good members on there, to start with what he proposed, you know, explain it to the new LSB and hear what the new GM has to say about it. We're so close to a new GM. I think this budget is so needs so much work that I would like to start with the new person.
Okay, you're next, Summer.
Hello. Oh, I'd just like to fully support my colleagues Kim and Arpal and Bruce. I'm disgusted by this budget, and I've been disgusted for months.
Let's get a resolution.
I think it is much better. Yeah, I'm perfectly willing, as the chair of national finance, to say my home station was completely unable to create a budget and get it in any way, like, in a condition that could be examined by the local finance committee, by the local LSB, or by the national finance committee. And there's been a complete breakdown here, you know, and I do think it should be going in people's personnel files. I think this is the kind of stuff that really is, like, you know, critical on why this organization is in a constant state of, you know, resuscitation and the need for oxygen is because we don't get stuff done when it's supposed to happen by people who are supposed to do it. So I'm fine with not passing this budget, and I'll be happy to present on that on Friday. I mean, it's just... Yeah, I would rather do that. But I see that I'm willing to support ceiling caps that put you at last year's actuals because at least that's some reality when there's no other default position. But I'm fine with not passing it and saying there was just a total failure here and, hashing it out more because there's such disagreement about what's happening with that budget that's fundamental. And it's not just the budget, but it has to do with the issues affecting the rest of our network. You know, who do you fire and who do you hire and who do you keep and do you create job positions? I mean, whoa. I mean, there are serious issues with this budget that should be examined at the local and the national level before it's just approved. I mean, the only thing we would be doing is passing muster on something so there's something out there, and it would have to be based on last year because this year is unacceptable. So,
okay.
I'm fine with that, even though
okay.
It's like we didn't get this done. We didn't get it done. That's right, because it didn't ever come back to us from staff. It just didn't.
Okay. Perfect.
One more thing.
LaVarne.
You know, even if we pass a budget, they're doing what they want to do anyways.
Totally.
You know, so there's not even anything to say, well, we passed a budget, you have to follow. You know, they're going to do what they want until we have a new GM who has more at stake in getting things in line.
Okay.
For his... You know.
LaVarne? You're next, LaVarne.
By the way, I have a draft motion if you want it.
We love you, Arpal. Are you continuing, Arpal, or are you off?
Who knows? We tried to have our elections in December, and another legendary BAI meeting happened.
Oh, it's okay. We do them out here, too.
Our other meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, but it's canceled because we're going to get another big snowstorm.
Point of information.
Congratulations.
LaVarne,
Can you hear me?
Yes, LaVarne.
Okay, I'm sorry. I never know when I'm on mute. I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the KPFK budget, this is my position, that I need to consolidate these budgets. And I'm going to give it the last shot tomorrow. I already sent out the email. I hope you guys got it.
And we'll join you if you'd like us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's what I want to do. So, you know, we really have to, like, start like KPFT does in January. That's like this month to do the budget. And the KPFK budget has kind of like, you know, been out there kind of like wallowing around without real movement. So, you know, and I think that we've got more movement now that Kim has been on in terms of just at least talking about it, getting on the table. So I want to give it one more shot. I understand what you're saying about the detail, and initially the budget was a copy of the prior, but the current budget, we've asked Anthony to update, make sure he has current information in there, and he has done some of those things. So what I want to do is that I need to consolidate this bad boy so that I can give some type of budget we can consolidate. But Bertol is out sick. But have Efren work on consolidating this budget, and I need the KPFK budget in there. So I need whatever we come up with tomorrow. I need to be able to consolidate this with the rest of the budget and try to get that done by Friday evening. Particularly the cash flow, I have to get that done. So it's something that I need to produce, and I hear what Summer's saying, and I think that basically we should look at the outline of what KPFT has done. And you need to start the budget process as soon as that, for 2012, not this budget process.
We know.
But for 2012, start it like next month. And that's what I would recommend, that we need to go with the puppy we have and to get in some of the major issues that you have looked at and discovered with the budget, address those tomorrow, consolidate this thing, and start planning your budget next month, February, with your new GM.
And we need to have business management that's, you know, this is why we need to have a conversation in executive
session.
Let's
talk about that, in one session. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm willing to, what can I say? I didn't get your email yet, but I'm absolutely willing to be on the call tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
So am I. Okay. I'll be home and I'll make myself available. So if you want to create a conference call, just call us in the morning, okay?
I got it there.
Okay,
with the code and everything.
Okay.
Arpal?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I heard you in the background.
Yeah, I'm here. All right. I'm thinking about this, and I understand, you know, the CFO needs to get some sort of a balanced thing, and having a significant portion of the foundation floating around out there makes a problem. One thing. All right, I don't know if people want to meet on Thursday. I suppose we could try that. Let me just throw out the wording that I came up with here. This is like a draft. Anybody can kick in. It would be that the NFC informed the PNB that we are not able to recommend passage of a KPFK FY11 budget at this time, because there are still many outstanding questions regarding it, and it has never been submitted to the KPFK LSB. On the other hand, we could also the two forks here aren't necessarily mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
We could say, well, we're not recommending a budget, and LaVarne can go forward and make some assumptions because she has to make them. She can make some gross assumptions based on the actuals for FY10. Maybe both things can happen at once and they'll congeal later or something. I don't know.
Summer to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Summer.
Well, I mean, I concur in terms of the basic language that we're not approving a budget, but I did catch your say, Alberto, that if something were, I mean, it really comes down to putting this right stuff in the right categories, even with some of the disagreements about what those categories are. The NFC doesn't have to recommend anything. Exactly our Paul's language right there. But it doesn't mean that if something were ready by, really by Thursday, not by Friday, that it couldn't be submitted to the national board if it was balanced with all of the caveats attached. You know, the national board can take it or leave it. But I mean, the idea that you make assumptions, I mean, yeah, obviously she has to, including on central services to create, I mean, it creates problems for the national office budget, clearly. I mean, this inability to have all the working wheels turning at the right time together creates a problem for figuring out the national office budget. But I'm not comfortable. You know, I mean, I'm fine with doing a management call tomorrow, and if you can get Efren to hammer out numbers. Like, if there were a finished budget because, you know, three people put in 12-hour days tomorrow, and by tomorrow night there's a good-looking budget, and we could look at it on Thursday and say, okay, it's not heinous.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, without that, then, yeah, it kind of has to carry over like unfinished business. I mean, sometimes boards have unfinished business. It's just your budget isn't supposed to be one of them 4 months into the fiscal year. But if it is, it is, you know.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm hearing a resolution from our Paul that will probably come into effect soon, before Friday the 14th. I'm also hearing that we might be willing to give it a try and work tomorrow and come back on Thursday, recess this evening at the end of our meeting, recess for a 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock meeting on Thursday for quick review of the progress. And if at that point in time we do not agree, then we'll accept our Paul's resolution to send it on to the next NFC, next term of the NFC, and thank ourselves for the work we did and close it down and move on with our projects. What do you guys think? Should we do that?
I'm willing.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you do end up sending something to the PNB and there isn't time for the KPFK LSB to review it, will you be adding some statement about that some way to resolve that part of the process?
Do you want to address our Alberto, or you want me to?
Yeah, well, let me just quickly take a shot at it. The statement will be made. If this happens and we send it to the PNB for the meeting on Friday, so when we talk about the KPFK budget, if it comes to pass and we move it onward, we'll indicate that there has been no LSB action on it.
Okay.
So we will declare that to the board, to the national board. The national board at that point in time will either go ahead and move, or go ahead and refer that particular budget back to the NFC, back to the LSB, and they'll pick it up next year. You know, well, they'll pick it up next month when the new National Finance Committee comes on board, which really is the five national board members because of pretty well. Anyway, yes, ma'am. Do you want to add something, Summer, to that?
Yeah, if I could, please. And I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Barbara Whipperman.
Hi, Barbara Whipperman.
Hi.
Summer Reese. I know in the past, and nobody likes doing it, we've passed at least one or two other budgets in the 3 years that I've been on the board where they were unable to get them passed at the LSB, like they just, whatever chaos, things going on, like they couldn't actually get it passed. In those instances, it usually had more to do with problems on the LSB. In this instance, it has to do with problems with management because the previous treasurer has presented on the budget twice in the last few months, and I wrote about it as chair of national finance before the in-person board meeting in New York like 4 months ago, saying that the budget was completely like not together in any fashion whatsoever, and was told basically I was living in fantasy land by not national, local management. So, you know, so in this instance it would be like a staff issue with budget, but it has happened in the past in those instances because of the board, and like the national board and the national finance committee still has to take some kind of action because it's a foundation and this is a moving part of the foundation that's generating and spending money. So even when you can't get the paperwork from the local level done properly, you still have to get something passed that, that says this exists. So, but it's certainly not preferred. And myself, as you know, from that signal area, I mean, we've been making noise about this for months locally. So, yeah, it would definitely go with a huge attached caveat that says this did not go by our local station board. Nobody's given their blessing to this. You know what I mean? This is just what we're passing because, you know, it's something that isn't completely outlandish in terms of the numbers, you know. So,
but there,
to
there
answer your
many,
question.
Yeah, and there's many precedents where the local station board has not – several, just in our tenure, several presidents where the national, where the local board has not had, has not acted on their budget.
Well, can I respond a little bit?
Sure.
I asked the question because you all are more aware of this process than I am, but folks in my station area or LSB felt as though a budget was put forward from that was approved by the LSB and then rejected by the PNB and a different one adopted, and no response came back to the LSB. There wasn't any further back and forth. So that's why I was glad to hear that there's going to be some sort of recognition that there should be further, even though it's not good that it goes on so long in the fiscal year, in the next fiscal year. I think that the thing that people are concerned about that I know of is the non-continuing communication about it.
The back and forth, so you know what's going on.
This is LaVarne. Barbara, the previous treasurer, Simon Pitt, he worked really hard because there was no budget forthcoming from the station, so he really worked really hard with the people at the station, and he really helped pull the state the budget together. And that budget was initially reviewed by your local LSB.
I attended the meeting where both of those were presented, LaVarne, yes.
Okay, and then there was a budget that was presented but was not a balanced budget, and I think there were four motions that Tracy brought forward to the NFC for the NFC to approve, and the NFC rejected those four motions. That was the budget that was not balanced. But the balanced budget that Simon had worked on over the past, you know, 3 or 4 months in order to produce a budget for KPFA, that was the budget that was presented to the NFC, and that was the budget that was passed by the NFC, and I believe sent to the PNB. So that's the way I recall the events, and if we look at the minutes, you know, hopefully that correspondence would actually happen.
Okay.
Hello. This is Alex. I've been on the call, but I've been mute practically the whole time. I just wanted to update you.
Yeah, we figured you were switching between meetings, Alex.
Well, I was supposed to be on an election committee call, but I could only
That's
be
okay.
on one
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I think I would like to resolve the question before us. Do we stop our conversation about KPFK's budget at this moment? And then, if we do, do we accept the proposal of LaVarne, Summer, and Kim and management at the station get together tomorrow, that we recess a little later on in the meeting and come back on Thursday to see what the situation is? And if we can agree, then we can send a budget to the board for Friday's meeting. If not, I will definitely entertain ARPAL's motion that we couldn't do the K budget and send it on to the national board so that the next NFC work on it. Can I get a reading on this idea? Where should we go so that we can stop on the K budget and get some feelings from LaVarne as far as the national office is concerned? I need a motion, guys.
I'll move that we do that proposal, and if you can just see if there are any objections to meeting again on Thursday, and then the three of us.
Okay.
We'll take that initiative tomorrow. See what
can
we
you
get.
Work? Can you work the wording on Summer's resolution?
Our Paul?
Yeah, I'm trying here right now.
Okay. It's very simple that... The National Finance Committee
resolves that the CFO and the two KPFK reps will work again with management and the national office at the local and see if, you know, whatever. You're good at this, R. Paul.
Yeah, I just want to get the bare stuff in it a week.
Basically, just, yeah, we're going to meet tomorrow and that the NFC is going to recess on this issue and come back on Thursday for an emergency meeting to review the selected KPFK budget, if any, and see if it's worthy of recommendation or further continuance.
Yeah.
Okay. I've already gotten a response from one of the management team.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'd like to discuss that with you before we're on the call with the management team tomorrow. Again, I'm not comfortable discussing personnel issues on an open phone call, but I think there are inherent conflicts of interest in discussing this budget with
its
personnel.
Do you want to have an executive session right now?
Yeah, I would
what?
Appreciate it. And, yeah, you know what, Alberto, for clarity for the rest of the group, if we could just have, like, a short executive session, because I don't want my peak to rise every time certain subjects come up, but I think they need to be understood to understand some of the issues that are coming up as hitches in this budget. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Okay, I think there's a short resolution that will make that be. Paul, will you tell us, please, what you've written down so that we can take an action on this?
See how this works. That the NFC meet again on January 13th for the sole purpose of reviewing the KPFK FY11 budget that will be presented by NFC members who will be meeting with management about it. Not terribly grammatical, but I think...
That's okay.
It's fine. For fast and dirty, the fact that we're coming back in 2 days is already...
Okay. Do I hear any objections on that? Will the members be present so we can have quorum?
We should put in a time. What time? 8
can we
o'clock?
Just do 5:30? Does it have to be early? It's very hard in Los Angeles traffic to actually to get to a phone by 5:30 if you're not already at it.
I'm sorry, Summer LaVarne had indicated because there are certain meetings happening.
Oh, okay, because you have to be present on another. Well, then I'll just make sure I'm already there. That's fine.
Okay, 5 your time?
5 o'clock, was that what you had suggested, Alberto, 5?
Yeah, that's what LaVarne was indicating.
Okay, that's fine. I have no objection.
5 and 7 for Houston and 8 for Washington and New York. How's that, guys?
Fine with me.
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have are there any objections to the motion before us that we reconvene from our recess on Thursday at 5 Pacific, 6, 7 Central, 8 Eastern for conclusion of this meeting on the KPFK budget? If I hear no objections... Then that's what we'll do. The show indicates that the motion was adopted.
Alberto, I'm not objecting, but there might be some logistical problems for me to join the meeting. I'm going away for the weekend, and I still haven't figured out how I'm going to do the Friday P&D meeting even.
It's okay with me, Alex. If it's okay with you, Alberto, if everyone else shows up, we'll have enough people. I mean, it'll either be ready or it won't. We don't have to spend all night on it, I think. I mean,
yeah.
At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well...
We're not going to be going over it line by line, you know.
Well, we may be, but hopefully those lines add up.
Alex, I think we need to do this. So if you have an opportunity and you can get on, well, we'll be here. You know the call numbers and the...
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex, very much. Anybody else? Okay.
Okay,
let's
Alberto.
Yes.
This is Jim. I'm the convener of Finance Committee on Thursday at 7.
At 7.
Finance Committee? Of what committee?
KPFK.
The local
finance committee, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a direct conflict for you.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's count. Let's count. Okay, Jim cannot be here. So it's our fault. It's Bruce. It's Alberto. It's Summer. It's Kim. How about
Barbara? Barbara, are you able to
No, I have a conflict.
Okay.
Okay. What about Tracy?
I thought Tracy said she could be there.
Well,
yes, okay.
Hopefully Tracy. Tracy's very good about helping to make quorum, even if she's not otherwise.
And also, LaVon, that'll make quorum.
LaVon, Summer,
Kim, Alberto, Bruce, and our Paul. That's six. That'll make quorum.
Okay.
Okay. We're set.
I mean,
Thank
it's
you very
pretty...
much.
Thank you,
indicated our call that we will be doing that. We do have form for Thursday at the time scheduled. Okay. LaVon, your turn.
Oh, on the national budget, I
yes,
sent
yes.
out, you know, we just have the expenses now because we haven't consolidated. I sent that out to all of you guys to look at. We are trying to, we'll have Efren put in the revenue numbers that we have that are not final, but the revenue numbers we have, and resend it tomorrow. Or I could just send it out to the PNB tomorrow without, tomorrow's Wednesday, without the revenue, and it'll just be the expenses.
Okay. Can I
Either
ask
way.
You, can you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So if you look at the expenses for the national office, we have current year expenses. We have the total is total expenses of 2.3 million, and national office revenue. We have about 650,000. So that means the central services will have to equal 650. That's like 600. That's like $1.6 million. That's what it looks like in central services. And what I can do is I want to have a list of each one of those major items. That's the current one. So then we have the ones that are from prior year, though, that we need to repay, and that's the other part of it. So again, we had a direct mail drive. We had in our budget, we only showed about $104,000. We've probably received about $104,000 already with our direct mail drive. So we've done real well. Just for the first drive, we had in the budget about 50 or about 60,000. We've received, like I said, probably close to 100 on that already. If not, I may be a little optimistic, but close to that. And we received 95,000 in affiliates income year to date. So again, this is what the budget is. We have income. In the national office, about $650,000. Our gross salaries are about $740,000, and the rest of the expenses are basically the shared expenses. So that's
Good.
About. Yeah.
Can I ask you quickly, what are the full-time equivalents for the national office? Everybody, part-timers, full-timers, the whole kit and caboodle?
Okay, I can tell you right now, I can count right now. I think we have five plus two, seven people. Also, we're not on a... when we get on the closed session, I can give you more information. But in the budget, we have eight people. But yeah, we have eight.
Okay. Okay, guys.
One question.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it LaVon? Is it possible to send out this your national office budget? Something other than the open office, because when I open it, I really can't read the numbers.
Okay, wait a minute. You don't want open office, or you?
No, it's not working on my.
Okay, well, you want me to send which version of Excel?
I think I'm on 2003, so I think what
okay.
I have.
Okay, I'll save it as that right now.
Oh,
me too. Me too, LaVarne. I can't open that ODS thing.
This is
okay.
Barbara, and I haven't been
yeah,
able
right.
to open that either.
Well, I didn't even know. I thought what I had it in was 2003. Oh, that was the one that I sent last meeting when someone asked.
No, I'm looking at the one you just sent during this meeting. And unfortunately,
right.
I haven't been able to open yours either, Bruce.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I just may not have the right software on my
Maybe.
Computer.
You know, I wish that, you know, once we start back, get back on an, financially solvent position, we can be able to send out the software for everyone.
Yeah, that
would especially be the finance committee.
Yeah, that would be good.
Kind of a nuisance more than anything else.
Just as a point of information, there is a free download. If you have Office 2003, you can get a free download plugin that will allow you to view Office 2007 documents.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
And there's also something similar for OpenOffice, which I think did not support Office 2007 documents, but until recently, I think it does now, but I'm not entirely sure about that last point.
Does Summer to the staff?
Yes, Summer, go ahead.
Thank you, Alberta. LaVarne, how is because we have all of these end of term deadlines without the KPFK budget being completed. I mean, this must leave a hole in calculation in terms of central services. How are you handling that in terms of?
I'm going to plug it in. I'm going to plug in. But after our meeting tomorrow, I'm just going to plug
okay.
in.
Okay. Well, are we going to be handling the national office budget on Thursday as well? Because that's a question.
If you guys just look at what we have, and I will try to send out my little list, and so it'll be like a little talking point, like Bertol had done for BAI to show what our major expenses are, the major
okay.
bills. And that's basically what our budget is.
And then after our meeting tomorrow, you'll punch in whatever the appropriate numbers seem to be for central services from K. Or I guess you can take them from last year's actuals on that for at least some prediction.
I could do that, Summer.
Yeah.
Can I make a recommendation to both of you?
Yes.
Whoever, either Efren, probably, who's going to be putting in the numbers into the template,
yes.
Should be available so that as you guys are working out the negotiations, the numbers are getting inputted into the template so that we can have a ready document fairly quickly if you guys come to terms with management at K.
That's a good
Alberto,
idea.
LaVarne sent out an email, and Anthony was on the email, but he won't receive that email until tomorrow morning. And since Jennifer Kaiser said she would be available at 11 a.m., I'm sure that Anthony will be available at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And Efren, but I think you're right in terms of having Efren on the call would probably be a good idea to facilitate production of stuff. I mean, what do you think, LaVarne, just to have him in on the conference call, just to whatever gets hammered out, you get it translated immediately if there's any issues locally in terms of getting that done in a timely fashion?
I'm sorry?
Having Efren in on the conference call as well so that whatever is decided or hammered out or corrected, that if he's doing some portion of this issue with KPFK's budget, he's there to get the information at the same time, so there isn't any.
Right.
Do you think that's a good
possible?
Idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
You know, I'm just afraid that that Anthony will not move the numbers into the template.
Please. Say no more. Yeah.
Okay, we're going. Are we ready to go on to executive session?
Almost.
Okay.
Almost. LaVarne?
Yes.
Will you also the same thing you did with the national office budget, just for our records and for our pondering? Can you also send the archives
little budget also out?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going to send it tonight because I sent a note to Mariana today. So she's going to, she has the revenue numbers, the temporary revenue numbers, so I'm going to have her to send me the budget. Now, that's
for the archives?
That's the business manager who does the budget completely for archives.
Okay,
and makes
perfect.
All the updates. So she'll send me a new one tomorrow, which I will send down.
Perfect. Okay. Okay,
well,
guys.
I'm working. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Are we ready to move on, people? Yes, we'll
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
It sounds like we're going to be having to deal with the National Office of PRA budget also on Thursday.
We've already reviewed the PRA budget back in August, and we had the director on, and he went over all the issues.
But we didn't approve it.
You just have to look at your notes.
Our fault.
We have the revenue numbers, and we'll put those in.
Our fault.
Yeah.
If we do not get past the K budget, that's it. We're not going to touch the national office budget. We can't.
So what if we do have the K budget? I know that we had people in some months ago, but we're going to have to. We didn't plug in the KPFK Central Services stuff then.
Yeah.
So we would have to.
Didn't we just?
Well, LaVarne said that if we can work something out tomorrow, that she will call the number for Central Services from K to be entered into the National Office budget. So theoretically, on Thursday, if something is worked out on K, we should have a fairly good composite of both the National Office income and the archives income pretty much tagged based on the numbers that we will be bringing forth to their budget.
But we'll have to approve those budgets, too, is what you're getting at, our fault, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we might not be able to do it, our fault.
And we may just have to go forward. I mean, this is like, it's very unfortunate and does not please me that we end a year this way, but it may be
one thing,
just the way it is.
Yeah,
one thing
might
we might want
to
do is to then amend the motion we just did, because that one says it's going to be the KPFK budget is the sole thing.
Oh, well, then why don't we have all unfinished budgets of the network? Because that's what we're talking about here. This is one of those, you know, slam to the finish, cram all night for the test, see if you can get it finished, you know, and hope other people feel like reading a bunch of budgets before the Friday meeting just so they feel good, and, you know, because they want to look at 6 hours of spreadsheets. But, yeah, I think that's why I was saying if the numbers are plugged in, it's not – the national office budget isn't as extensive as the other budgets. So, but if you can get us all whatever you've got tomorrow, LaVarne, please, by all means.
Why don't we then make a motion that we amend the previous motion to read – Instead of for the sole purpose of reviewing the KPFK FY11 budget, have it read all outstanding budgets.
Beautiful. So moved.
Does that need a second?
No, it's committee.
And so you can just ask if there's any objection, Alberto, and I think we're good.
Sorry, I was falling asleep here. Are there any objections to the amendment to the motion? No? Okay, good. The amendment to the motion stands as approved as read, and that's that. Okay.
Okay.
Shall we go to executive session?
Why don't we just make it short and not stay on too long, because I know everybody's tired. So. And again, just a final request, whatever we get tomorrow, LaVarne, please get it out to everyone so they have that extra day to review before we meet Thursday so that we have some hope of actually passing.
Okay, 11 a.m. Be there the rest of it.
Okay, 11 a.m. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so make a motion.
Executive session.
There's a motion to go move into executive session to discuss personal matters. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in, again, same time. Sorry.
No.
Hearing no objections, let's go to executive session. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.